Gene Pasale, and this is Living History. This show explores the rich heritage of the Brandywine Valley outside Philadelphia, focusing on the people, places, and events over more than 300 years which have played an important part in our American heritage. Each show highlights a local town, event, or personality who's had a notable influence on our culture. And before we get started, I want to mention that our call-in line, if you have questions or comments, is 610-701-9243. That's 610-701-9243. This day in history, June 29th. On this day in 1943, President Franklin Roosevelt writes a letter to Dr. Robert Oppenheimer urging him to move forward on a very important project. The project was codenamed Manhattan, and it would change the course of World War II and international relations forever. The Manhattan Project involved efforts to develop the world's first nuclear weapon, the atomic bomb, which would be used 2 years later against the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, finally ending the global conflict that had claimed tens of millions of lives around the world. In 1958, Edson Arantes de Nascimento, better known as Pelé, helps Team Brazil defeat Sweden in the Soccer World Cup Championship. Pelé's swift moves and intricate ball handling stunned many of his opponents on the field, enabling him to outmaneuver defenders and dominate the sport, which he would proudly participate in for years to come. And in 1989, the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly votes to impose sanctions on China after the brutally aggressive actions taken against protesters in Tiananmen Square. Dramatic film footage showed a single man standing in front of a moving tank, refusing to leave despite being threatened with flattening by its treads as they approached him. The images of young Chinese people holding a replica of the Statue of Liberty would reverberate around the world, inspiring protests in other countries. Visitors to the Philadelphia area know it as the Cradle of Freedom. Many form plans to see Independence Hall, the Liberty Bell, Valley Forge, and other nearby historic sites, which stand as symbols of our democracy. Situated just outside Philadelphia, Chester County was one of the three original counties, Bucks, Philadelphia, and Chester, begun by William Penn when he formed his colony to promote freedom of religion for Quakers persecuted in his homeland of England. Less than an hour's drive from downtown, Chester County and vicinity have many things to offer. World-famous Longwood Gardens, the beautiful rolling hills of Wyeth Country, historic inns and taverns, bucolic equestrian and dairy farms, and major institutions of higher learning, including Westchester University and Lincoln University, where Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall went to school. Famous names associated with the region include composer Samuel Barber, singer-songwriter Jim Croce, golfer Jim Furyk, Buffalo Bill Cody, and three signers of the Declaration of Independence. The Chester County Convention and Visitors Bureau at 300 Greenwood Road in Kennett Square, just behind the Longwood Fire Department off of Baltimore Pike, welcomes people to the area and encourages them to explore the many benefits the region has to offer. Today we're speaking with Nina Kelly, Director of Marketing and Communications for the Bureau, who'll tell us all about the great things to experience here. Nina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Gene. I'm very proud to be here with you today.
Glad to have you. Now, first up, how long has the Chester County Conference and Visitors Bureau been around?
Well, we were founded in 1963, and we are the designated tourism promotion agency of Chester County. So we've been around a while, and it is our mandate to really get visitors to come here to Chester County, and we certainly encourage them to stay overnight because, as you'll tell from everything, and you do know, Gene, as a resident, what there is to see and do here, it's way too much for just a day visit. You really need to come and spend some time.
I'd say a week or more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is the mission? Is there an official mission for the Bureau?
We're very proud that we are mandated, again, to intrigue, welcome, and captivate visitors. visitors with our charming small towns and scenic Pennsylvania countryside, we invite enthusiasts of all ages and interests to escape everyday stresses and personally interact and connect with our fascinating history, unique attractions, tranquil environments, and vibrant lifestyle.
Excellent. I happen to love Chester County, even though I was born and raised in Montgomery County on the main line. I moved here about 9 years ago and absolutely love the area. I've driven through Chester County many times, but it's just a wonderful place to live. People know the name Longwood Gardens, which gets hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of visitors every year. I know it's difficult to come up with a number, but do you have an idea roughly how many people come to this area every year?
And it's funny you mentioned Longwood. It's somewhat the gauge. Longwood probably has upwards over a million a year, maybe a million one, two or three right now is probably mm-hmm. the number they're using. It varies obviously year to year. And that's kind of the sense we get because there's not a turnstile anywhere where we can get this sense, but definitely millions visit and from all over the world as well as all over the country. And we're blessed that, again, Longwood being such a touchstone for visitors, but again, you know these places, the history component, the arts component with Wyeth Country, as you mentioned, too, and there's just wineries, and we actually sell the whole region as America's Garden Capital, because in Greater Philadelphia, there's 30 tourism assets in horticulture within 30 miles, so we're blessed to have so many of them here in Chester County's Brandywine Valley.
Absolutely. The Brandywine Valley outside Philadelphia is one of the most scenic places I've ever lived, and I've lived all across the country, so that really means a lot. Does the Bureau get directly involved in promoting tourism, and if so, what kinds of activities do you pursue?
Well, we promote what is basically here as infrastructure, but we have a super sales team that goes out to sell the region to different organizations. So sports is a big focus for us, and meetings and conferences, and but we would be directly involved in, for instance, an organization called Tough Mudder. We have hosted two Tough Mudders and one Mudderella, and for listeners who might not know, they are somewhat obstacle challenges in mud. Tough Mudder is a 10-mile course, and this year I think we had upwards of 9,000 people visit us in Chester County for Tough Mudder, and we did rebook it for next year. It'll be in May, May 20th and 21st of 2017.
Interesting. You know, in many cities that attract tourists, there seems to be a little bit of a dilemma. Do you visit historic sites? Do you visit cultural sites? Tell our listeners about the various different types of sites here in the Chester County area.
Well, it's funny. I guess some of that is subjective on whether it's cultural or historic, but I always say that Longwood is also historic. So for over 100 years, it has been a viable, beautiful property. It has a history of sustainability, and Mr. DuPont saved the gardens from being, you know, torn down for lumber use. So that's somewhat of a historic component as well as a cultural and agritourism product. So we're very lucky that some of our things mesh beautifully. I feel the River Museum, Brandywine River Museum of Art, is the same way. It is a saved, beautiful, historic gristmill that in it houses probably one of the greatest American painters of all time and his family, his father and his son, with Andrew Wyeth. So we're blessed, again, to have all these. And we have to go back historically to say, you know this, Coatesville and their iron and steel heritage, you know, 300-year history of in Pennsylvania of that history. We have historic Yellow Springs that can go back to both the Revolutionary and Civil Wars. So those things are both cultural, historic, and then they come up to speed. The Yellow Springs does a fabulous art show. So it sort of dovetails into modern type things with local artists, but there's a tie back to the Philadelphia Museum and N.C. Wyeth teaching there. And so there's a lot of synergy within the whole county that's limitless in what we can promote.
Yeah, if for fans of American history, the Chester County area really has it all from pre-revolutionary times all the way up to the present. You've got notable people and events and historic sites and cultural sites, for that matter, which are quite important in our heritage. A lot of people don't know that a lot of the history of the Philadelphia Philadelphia area is related to the Chester County history.
Exactly.
People who participated in the American Revolution either lived here, traveled here. George Washington, of course, fought the Battle of the Brandywine, was right down the road from us. A lot of historic events occurred here, a lot of cultural sites. Longwood Gardens, probably the best known, but numerous others, and it's really a very rich heritage. What kinds of activities or special events do you use to promote, to highlight the various aspects of Chester County?
Well, we do rely on all our partners, all these tourism and historic assets, to give us what they have. And so, again, Longwood having the fountains, main fountain garden will open in May of 2017. That will probably make international news. Mm-hmm. The Wyeths we talked about, Andy Wyeth in 2017 would have been 100 years old. Mm. So they will celebrate that with 100 paintings from June through September in 2017 called Andrew Wyeth in retrospect. And again, we might have some great touch points with Chester County Art Association and with Delaware Art Museum, who's also a partner of ours. Mm. So there'll be some rich art that we can highlight, even the Philadelphia Museum of Art, which is a mm-hmm. great partner. So mm-hmm. we can kind of touch all these things together in one thing. We have a great reenactment of the Brandywine, which we hope to happen in September of 2017. Mm-hmm. Gene, you have very good experience with this group. They did mm-hmm. a phenomenal job in 2014, mm-hmm. and you were there to experience it, and it was really an amazing event. And mm-hmm. again, with the anniversary of the Revolution, we'll be doing that again in 2017, and it will really be another spectacular event. Mm-hmm. We hope to have a country concert also here mm-hmm. in August of 2017, and I think, Gene, what we do with this is we're trying to also approach a younger audience, and country festival like this called the Mid-Atlantic Jam mm-hmm. Will attract that kind of visitor, and while they're here and as we market to them, we'll be saying you are on a site that is full of equestrian events and historic events, and the Battle of Brandywine was literally fought under your feet mm-hmm. and Longwood Gardens is here, and there's festivals and a lot of wineries and engagement. So those are the type of things we like to promote, and we are very happy to hear what our partners have.
Very wide range of things. We've got less than a minute before our break, but your office is located just off of Baltimore Pike. Do you get a lot of visitors just walking in for tourism information?
Yeah, we do, Gene. We're lucky. We're right there at the grounds of Longwood, so there's a lot of synergy with visitors coming from there. So we see thousands a year. We in the day, you know, pre-internet and website, and, you know, it was probably thousands a month. So it's a lot different, and it's why we put our offices there. But just in the next 2 weeks, we'll be launching something I can tell you and tickle mm-hmm. listeners with, that sort of an interactive, one-of-a-kind touchscreen informational board that will really enliven the experience at our visitor center. So we have a ribbon cutting coming in a few weeks, and look for a lot more information on that. We're very excited. It's another enhancement for our visitors.
Excellent. It's a wide swath of activities available here, and sounds like you'll be promoting many of them. We are just about to take a commercial break, but stay with us. We'll be back after this, and we're talking with Nina Kelly of the Chester County Conference and Visitors Bureau.
Do you have a wedding, graduation, baptism, confirmation, milestone, or birthday to plan? You need John Surratt Catering, one of the most highly rated and preferred caterers throughout the Philadelphia area. They will be there to create and cater your event while assisting as much or as little as you desire. Planning a decadent, over-the-top company gala? Need help transforming your backyard into the party of the year? Want to wow your clients with a delicious luncheon? Then you need John Surratt Catering. All you have to do is call, and they'll handle the rest. Located at 835 Lincoln Avenue in Westchester, visit them at SurrockCatering.com or call 610-640-2836. That's 610-640-2836.
If you had to choose a roofer, would you choose one with limited experience and knowledge, or would you choose a roofer certified as a master elite contractor by the largest manufacturer in the nation, GAF, a distinction shared by only 3% of the nation's roofers? I'm talking about GP Martini Roofing, who also does siding, windows, doors, and offers an ironclad guarantee that he'll repair or replace any roof for defects within its normal life. GP Martini services Chester, Delaware, Bucks, and Montgomery counties with free estimates and consultation, and does both commercial and residential. Go to their website, at martiniroofing.com for special savings, or call 610-873-1696. And also, financing is available with no payments for a full year. Now, what roofer would you call? GP Martini is the answer, 610-873-1696.
This is the Talk of Chester County, 1520 WCHE.
I'm Gene Pasale, and this is Living History. We're speaking with Nina Kelly, the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Chester County Conference and Visitors Bureau. Nina, being a historian, I focus a lot on local historic sites. I do know that the Brandywine Battlefield, of course, right up the road, and we already talked about that. And also the site there where you have your offices used to be the host or the site where the Longwood Progressive Friends used to live during the Civil War. For our listeners who aren't familiar with the Progressive Friends, they were kind of an offshoot from the Quakers. Many of them strongly opposed slavery. In fact, you used to have an Underground Railroad exhibit there in the building. It's not there anymore. But this will lead up to my question. How much do you get involved with people asking about local history or historic sites, walking trails, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we really find that being right there, our office, which was the Longwood Progressive Meeting, built in 1855, it's really an astounding historic asset in itself. And we're so lucky that the Underground Railroad group from Kennett Square, they do take tours that leave from our building. Mm. And they do it a lot. It's a lot in the summer. In July, they have a date in August and September. So you can look online and get that information. And they leave from our site and they sort of tell that story of what these abolitionists, and it was a real hotbed of abolitionism. Mm-hmm. So we're blessed to be one in that building. Mm-hmm. And yes, we have people ask about that, and we have information there on it, as well as other historic assets. Like you said, walking tours. Mm-hmm. There are great tours here in Westchester, mm-hmm. in Kennett Square. You can take these tours and look at different historic assets. So those type of things, when visitors are asking us, we're really blessed to be right there and sort of driving people to all these different touch points.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize that the Chester County area was really a hotbed of abolitionist activity. The Underground Railroad, of course, the pseudonym for transporting slaves to free territory. For some reason, this area, southeastern Pennsylvania, was just the kind of the transit point or nexus, I should say, of slaves going to the north to find their freedom. And we have very rich heritage regarding the Underground Railroad. For our listeners, if you have never searched it, just go to KennettUndergroundRailroad.com, I believe that's, or .org it might be, but it's a great site. They have a lot of information on the Underground Railroad. Do you have much interaction with well-known sites like the Brandywine River Museum?
Yes, we're blessed. Great partners at the Brandywine River Museum of Art, and they and the Conservancy, so they're so intrinsically tied together. And with that asset being there, we're very lucky that it resonates both internationally. They just had a beautiful piece come out in Italy. And they helped us host an Italian travel writer, and they told the most wonderful story, and of course I can't read it, because, but I do know, because I can tell it's them, and the pictures are there, and the writer Fabio did a fabulous job, and so again, it resonates somewhat internationally. They're a great partner of ours. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, and again, it's sort of a cornerstone here in the region to tie in all the other great art. NCY has helped found the Chester County Art Association here, and so we're blessed. There's art in so many other places. If you were to just go to Chester County Historical Society, mm-hmm. you could really only concentrate on that art if you'd like. Mm-hmm. Same going to a winter tour or some of these different museums that are known for maybe decorative arts, but the art is astounding. And every May, there's an organization in Chester County with the Chester County Studio Art Tour that does a fabulous job, and it takes local artists that are now working and kind of highlights them, as well as Chester County's gallery walk that they do here in Westchester, in downtown Westchester, twice a year. They do an amazing job also.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned the various artists. This area is known for really, I guess you would call, two schools of artists at least, probably many more. One was the Brandywine School, of course, with Howard Pyle, N.C. Wyeth, and others, Frank Schoonover, mm-hmm. but also the Pennsylvania many Impressionists lived in this general area. I mean, some people say more up towards Bucks County, but certainly in this region, southeastern Pennsylvania. And that was a major movement of artists in the early 20th century. For years, people have discussed the idea of having various walking trails throughout the area, and I know they're very expensive to build and take a lot of funds and time and effort. Does the Bureau have any interaction with people who are promoting these kinds of ideas?
Yes, absolutely. Our Executive Director, Susan Hamley, is very involved in, you know, Chester County economic development and different organizations. And we ourselves wouldn't necessarily be, you know, building or whatever, but we're in that organizational talks, for instance, about things from transportation to walking tours to infrastructure to help tourism. We really believe that outdoor adventure is a large part of what we have to offer in the county, and our county parks are amazing for that. But I know in Chadsford alone, not far from our office, there's talk about how to get, you know, these walking trails, and especially we mentioned earlier the Brandywine River Museum of Art. There's some great paths behind there that they'd love to work in the round so that you could walk to the studio tours that are a great aspect of their off-site at the museum, but right now you take a little jitney to it, but eventually they might also have walking trails to them, and that would be absolutely amazing.
When you get a lot of foot traffic, you get one, business, two, notoriety, and three, great free publicity. And the walking trails have a lot of features that when thinking about building them, they think, well, a lot of people think, well, those are expensive, that'll cost a lot of money, but they last for decades into the future, and they really do bring a lot of positive PR to the region. As a history buff and an art aficionado, I think of some figures that potentially could be on walking trails that people would absolutely love. You could have a sculpture of perhaps N.C. and Andrew Wyeth, maybe even the entire Wyeth family. You could have George Washington and the Marquis de Lafayette. People would love
that. Sure.
If they saw them in and around the art museum and the battlefield, it would be great. And by the way, a walking trail leading up to and around the Chadsford area, around the edge of the museum. Now, a lot of people think, well, Chadsford's in southwestern Delaware County. Part of the battlefield is in Chester County and extends quite a bit throughout it. So these kinds of ideas, these walking trails would be great.
Sure.
The Chester County area has played a very important role in our overall national history. Some signers of the Declaration of Independence living here. Is there any other notable figures, art, historic, cultural, that you'd like to talk to us about?
I think you mentioned some of the big ones, but when I'm here in Westchester, sometimes I mention that Claude Rains used to live here for a little while.
Famous actor.
A famous actor, and you know, younger people might not know him as well, but with being a Casablanca fan, I guess I always have to, you know, mention him.
Yeah.
And the gentleman, Harold Dunn, who drew the Mr. Magoo, for those of us that remember Mr. Magoo, and also the NBC logo, the peacock.
Yes.
So, and above the beautiful Sunset Hill Jewelry Store is a little studio of fine art that actually has some of Harold Dunn's work in it. So it's a great little tie, and again, and the fact that Thomas Walter didn't live here, but he designed the buildings, the historic courthouse, and the Wachovia Bank. I think those are really interesting touch points of people do love the famous.
A lot of people don't realize that, especially history buffs that favor President Lincoln. A lot of people don't know there's a place called the Lincoln Tea Room in downtown Westchester. That building where they have the Lincoln Tea Room is where they published the very first biography of Abraham Lincoln back in 1860, right before he ran for president. And that building is still open to the public. I think they were thinking of closing it, and it's still open.
It is. And they have a little brochure that has actually the biography, which I believe Lincoln penned most of it himself. And it is credited, I think, with really getting, remember, this isn't television and video and this mass communications today. So this is kind of credited with us in this area, the East, knowing him and maybe helping him get him elected.
I think that's right. What kind of a theme or feeling do you try to convey to visitors who come here? I mean, certainly people come from all over the country and other countries. What do you try to focus on? What kind of a feeling do you try to give to them?
It's funny that very recently we started a branding campaign called Totally Your Scene. So what we're trying to say is that whatever it is you are engaged with or like, we have it here. And these scenes become history scene and gardens and wine and beer. And so these different scenes or themes resonate with people. And we really want them to know that we're authentic, that we have these touch points of experiences that are going to touch them, to be their scene, and they're going to want to come and experience over and over all we have to offer.
You know, we've been talking a lot about history, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the Museum of the American Revolution in downtown Philadelphia, not far from the Independence Hall, mm-hmm. will be opening next year. For any student of American history, that is a must-see. And you mentioned to me off mic that there are going to be some interaction between Chester
Absolutely.
County and there.
Absolutely. We're thrilled with them coming there. It'll open April 19th, which is the anniversary of the first shot at Yorktown in 2017 they're going to open. We're very excited to work with them because, remember, we have Valley Forge also. We have Valley Forge National Historic Park. Mm-hmm. We're very proud to promote that also. Brandywine. There's Fort Mifflin. There's Cliveden. There's mm-hmm. so much mm-hmm. that happened historically in the greater Philadelphia area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we certainly work very hard with our friends at Visit Philly who promote the five-county region. And we also work well with the state of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So
A lot to see.
And a historic hotbed. Like you mentioned earlier.
Well, let's talk a little bit about fun. The Brandywine Valley Wine Trail runs right through this area. How many wineries are there around here? I know there's about a dozen or something?
There's about a dozen actual winery vineyards. There's several tasting rooms. So some wineries have a beautiful vineyard, like Critch Creek has a beautiful vineyard in Westgrove, but she's right here down the street on a great tasting room on Gay Street.
Gaylor Estate is also excellent.
Gaylor's
they have a
fabulous.
Beautiful deck.
They have a beautiful deck, and Lily herself is an artist. Lily mm-hmm. Gaylor, so mm-hmm. they really help get the wineries together with artisans, so they actually have a Brandywine artisan wine trail that we help promote.
Mm-hmm.
So wineries, tasting rooms, they have great events. You know, obviously in the fall there's harvest. At Christmas they have open houses, and we try to tell people that visit. Obviously we want people to come from out of town and stay very long, mm-hmm. but locals as well. Of this local wine, there's nothing like it. Mm-hmm. It really is fabulous, and it's a great emerging wine trail for the area, and they work hard with the Pennsylvania Wine Group and with a Vintage Atlantic Group, which markets several states of wineries together.
Excellent. Yeah, I've been to a few of the local wineries, and they're really quite good. I've had French wine, California wine, but this local wine stands up pretty well against many others in throughout the
it
world.
It does, and breweries are another aspect that we're very lucky mm-hmm. to have here. Victory and
mm-hmm. yeah. Anything coming up here in the next few months that you want to mention for our listeners?
We're really blessed to have, we're going to have a great event up in Phoenixville in September, and it is called the Red, White, and Brew Run Festival. Mm-hmm. So Red, White, and Brew, meaning there's going to be great mm-hmm. wineries and breweries we were just mm-hmm. talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so families and runners and sports enthusiasts from all over the country we're inviting to come. There'll be a 1 mile run, there'll be a 5K, fun kind of more of a fun, and then this half marathon that I hear is very, very challenging and exciting. And then that Sunday, which will be September 11th, and we will have commemorations of that anniversary, but we'll also have this run and then marathon and then great festival after with wineries and breweries and local food up at the Phoenixville Foundry.
Excellent, excellent. That's something to look forward to. Your website is brandywinevalley.com.
Yes.
And your phone number, if people have questions, 484-770-8550. And a lot of things to do here in Chester County. Nina, thank you so much
for
being with us. It's been great to have you on the show. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday, July 6th at 1 p.m. Eastern, when we'll be speaking with Jim Ziegler, director of the National Iron and Steel Museum. Thank you all for joining us today for Living History.